to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Well, greetings, family. Welcome to the Empower Your Thinking podcast with me, C.T. Johnson. Thank you, as always, for joining me on the voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. As always, I invite you to follow me on Instagram for your daily dose of empowerment at iEmpowerLives, as well as subscribe to my YouTube channel, iEmpowerLives. Every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, I am live streaming via our YouTube page, as well as my Facebook page, Prophet C.T. Johnson. And we are having an insightful time in the Word of God as I empower your Monday and start your week off with scriptural, detailed explanation, teaching, discussion as it pertains to an array of topics and subjects from God's perspective. So subscribe to the YouTube channel, click the bell so you'll receive notification when I am live and when new content is uploaded. Again, the YouTube channel, I Empower Lives, as well as follow me on Instagram for that daily dose of empowerment. Also, I Empower Lives. And of course, I want you to subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and drop a note. Let me know how the podcast is affecting you, impacting you. I would love to read your thoughts. So wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe to the Empower Your Thinking podcast, rate me 5 stars, and then drop a note and let me know what you're thinking about the podcast. You can also drop an email, and the email address to do so is info@ctjohnson.org. info@ctjohnson.org. I would love to communicate, interact, and correspond with you. So feel free. And we have listeners all over the globe. We are the podcast is aired in over 40 countries. And I'm so grateful to you all for listening and supporting. And I need your continued support and you, of course, to continue listening to the podcast and share it with your friends. All right. Today's empowering topic, the power of attitude, transforming negativity into positivity. We have so much negative things transpiring, happening in our world. So many things that contribute and foster negativity and negative thoughts. But I want to provide you with tools on today to help cultivate a positive attitude. And I want you to understand that attitude, even though we use the word attitude, feelings, and emotions interchangeably, there are distinctions in definition and meaning with attitude and emotions. Attitude is not necessarily emotion and or feeling. Attitude actually deals with mindset. It deals with your perception of life. And so we're going to jump into a few things on today as it pertains to the power of attitude. We're going to deal with understanding attitude, the benefits of a positive attitude, how to overcome negative attitudes, and we're going to wrap up with cultivating a positive attitude, how to develop it, how to foster it. So the first thing as it pertains to understanding attitude, I want you to note that attitude is a lens through which we perceive and respond to the world. Now that is significant to note. All right. And also, as we get into this, and excuse me for you possibly hearing paper rustling or ruffled, paper being ruffled in the background, because I'm pulling out some statistics that I want to share with you in a few moments from HopkinsMedicine.org, from John Hopkins Medical Facility. There's some important facts and statistics that coincide with what I'm sharing with you on today. And so I was pulling that out so I could have those notes available. All right. But now back to what I was sharing with you in regards to understanding attitude. Again, attitude is a lens through which we perceive and respond to the world, influencing our thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. So remember, just a few moments ago, I told you that even though we use the words attitude, feelings, and emotions interchangeably, they're not synonymous necessarily one with the other. Attitude, again, deals with mindset. It deals with your perception. It is how we view and or how we perceive what is happening, transpiring around us. Now, attitude, it influences your thoughts. It influences your behaviors and it influences your emotions. But attitude is not necessarily emotions. Also, research highlights that attitude impacts, catch this, attitude impacts brain function and overall well-being. This is why understanding the power of attitude is paramount to the overall health and wellness of one's life, because your attitude affects every aspect of your life. For example, in regards to what I just shared as it pertains to research highlighting that attitude impacts brain function and overall well-being, studies indicate a positive attitude correlates with better mental health outcomes and increased resilience. And this particular stat comes from the Mayo Clinic. So it's important to note that learning how to develop and cultivate a positive attitude is significant because it enhances your mental health. It improves it. And I'm sure that many of you can attest to this. Persons that you know, family members, friends, or even you at one point, because you constantly had a negative attitude, you were always pessimistic, doesn't matter what happened, what transpired in life, regardless of the good that was contained in something that may have caused a situation to develop. But pessimists and persons who are always negative, they lack the ability and even the desire to seek for the silver lining in the dark cloud. But I am a firm believer that there is always something of benefit, whether it's a life lesson, whether it is an experience that has given you a unique insight as it pertains to life, as it pertains to whatever it was that transpired. That experience gave you insight. It gave you hindsight, may have even given you foresight, but it released a resource, a tool. It equipped you in some way, shape, or form whereby you now are positioned to guide someone else, to help someone else, to improve their overall life and or well-being. And so we all know at least one somebody, at least one person whose negative, pessimistic, down in the dumps attitude affects their health. It affects their overall well-being as well as their relationships. Okay. So that's important to comprehend. That's important to know. Now, as we get into the benefits of a positive attitude, maintaining a positive attitude offers numerous benefits, including improved physical health, which we kind of touched a moment ago, stronger relationships, also we touched briefly, and enhanced productivity. Now, that's interesting to note. Again, according to the Mayo Clinic, positivity lowers the risk of depression. Think about that. And again, attitude deals with mindset. It deals with your perception, how you process life situations, how you process life occurrences. Okay. So positivity lowers the risk of depression. It reduces cardiovascular stress and improves coping skills during challenging situations. Now, these are things that many people are oblivious to. They have no understanding of how positive thinking affects their life and or their livelihood. Every aspect in every way, shape, or form. In every aspect and in every way, shape, and form as it pertains to our daily lives. Now, I want to, and I'm going through my notes here. I want to, as I aforementioned at the beginning of today's episode, I want to share with you some additional information from HopkinsMedicine.org. And if I'm not mistaken, Hopkins Medicine is, of course, John Hopkins medical facility, John Hopkins Hospital. But this is from John Hopkins, or Hopkins rather, the website. I want to make sure I give it to you correct. The website that I used to pull this information is HopkinsMedicine.org/health. And they provided a brief article on the power of positive thinking. Okay. And I want to just read some excerpts to you as we hone in on the benefits of positive thinking. And so the article states this: here's heartwarming news. People with a family history of heart disease who also had a positive outlook were 1/3 less likely to have a heart attack or other cardiovascular event within 5 to 25 years than those with a more negative outlook. Now, that is intriguing. It goes on to say that the findings from John Hopkins expert Lisa R. Yannick, 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 and other colleagues, the findings held even in people with family history who had the most risk factors for coronary artery disease, and positive people from the general population were 13% less likely than their negative counterparts to have a heart attack or other coronary event. Yankee and her team determined, listen to this, positive versus negative outlook using a survey tool that assesses a person's cheerfulness, energy level, anxiety levels, and satisfaction with health and overall life. Now, the survey yielded some intriguing data. But what I want to share with you briefly as we move further into this is how you can improve your overall health or areas of your health by simply thinking positively. Isn't that something? And guess what? It will not cost you an arm and a leg as it pertains to seeking medical and or professional help. So very quickly, I found these stats, this data, intriguing. Okay. Although a positive, I'm continuing to read again from the report, the power or the article, The Power of Positive Thinking, and Dr. Lisa R. Ranke, who is a physician at Johns Hopkins, provided her and her team provided the stats, these stats and data. And so the article goes on to say, although a positive personality is something we're born with and not something we can inherently change, Yannick says there are steps you can take to improve your outlook and reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. And here are some of those. This, I'm telling you, when I read it, it's just, I was like, wow, simple, but yet very impactful. So the first thing that you can do to reduce cardiovascular disease, and all of this ties into positive thinking, how positive thinking affects your health. The first thing she says, simply smile more. Ta-da! Just smile more. A University of Kansas study found that smiling, listen to this, even fake smiling reduces heart rate and blood pressure during stressful situations. So try a few minutes of smiling a day, even if it is fake smiling. Wow. That just, it blew me away. It really blew me away. Fake smiling. Also, practice reframing. Practice reframing. Instead of stressing about, for example, a traffic jam, appreciate the fact that you can afford a car and get to spend a few extra minutes listening to music or the news, accepting that there is absolutely nothing you can do about the traffic. So the first thing she says to reduce cardiovascular disease, and what I'm sharing ties into the benefits of positive attitude and how a positive attitude affects your health. So she said, simply smile more. Again, even if it's fake smiling, statistics prove that it reduces your heart rate rather and your blood pressure during stressful situations. And then the second was practice reframing. Okay. Cause remember I told you attitude deals with your perception, how you perceive what it is you're experiencing. And so the example there was in regards to a traffic jam. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't snap your finger, and by doing that, it eradicates the situation of traffic. So you have to reframe your mindset in regards to the traffic. And instead of complaining about being in traffic, again, appreciate the fact that you are in a car, hopefully with AC and or heat, depending on the weather outside, and that you can listen to music. You can take that time to go over thoughts as it pertains to maybe a meeting, talk with the Lord, take a nap if the traffic is literally a traffic jam and there is no mobility. Put the car in park and take a nap. Trust me, somebody behind you will honk when traffic moves and you need to move up. And then the next one, the last one, is build resiliency. Build resiliency. Resiliency is the ability to adapt to stressful and or negative situations and losses. Experts recommend these key ways to build your resiliency or to build your resilience or to build resiliency. Let's get our words right, Johnson. Maintain good relationships with family and friends. That's one way to build resiliency. Accept that change is a part of life. Okay. And then next, take action on problems rather than just hoping they disappear or waiting for them to resolve themselves. Problems, situations, challenges don't disappear through hoping, wishing upon a star. You have to engage with whatever the challenge is in order to bring about a solution. All right. So the third thing in regards to the power of attitude, how to transform negativity into positivity. Let's talk very briefly about overcoming negative attitudes. Now, we talked about how positive thinking, how having a positive mindset, a positive outlook, a positive disposition, how it affects your health, it affects relationships, it affects every aspect of your life. Now let's look at how to overcome negative attitudes. First of all, understand that negative attitudes often stem from stress, from fear, or past experiences, leading to a focus on the negative aspect of life. Now that's noteworthy, okay? Negative attitudes, they derive from a root cause, mainly stress, some area of stress in life, and then fear. You are reluctant, or you're intimidated. There is intrepidation. There's trepidation, rather, as it pertains to the outcome of you doing something, not doing something, whatever the cause of the fear is. So negative attitudes, it stems from stress, it stems from fear, or past trauma, past experiences, something that happened in your life, childhood, early adulthood, doesn't matter, that anytime your mind goes to that experience, it triggers a negative attitude. And then all of what I aforementioned, it leads to you focusing, you honing in on that aspect of life that was disappointing, discouraging, that was hurtful and or harmful, that negative aspect. Okay. Strategies grounded. And I want you to hear this part. Strategies grounded in cognitive behavioral therapy and positive psychology help individuals challenge and overcome negative thinking patterns. You have to challenge those negative thoughts. You have to confront them. In other words, you cannot conquer, overcome, defeat what you will not engage, what you will not confront. And then to take it further, you won't confront what you don't admit to. You have to admit to, all right, I have issues in this department. I am a pessimist. I'm always thinking, harping, honing in on the negative. So you have to admit it. Then you have to confront it in order to overcome it. But the operative word in that statement was strategies. Overcoming negative attitude, it is a discipline. You have to be intentional as it pertains to overcoming attitudes and or mindsets that are always pushing you to focus on the downside of something. Now, I'm not saying that you ignore. You have to do your homework, do your research. You have to weigh the pros and the cons of every thing that you are engaged in, that you are involved in. You weigh the pros and the cons. Okay. Again, consider the pros and the cons. But pessimists, people who are always harping on the negative outcome, are individuals who only consider the cons, but we need you to consider the pros and the cons. All right. And then lastly, let's talk about how to cultivate a positive attitude. Now, brief recap as it pertains to the power of attitude, how to transform negativity into positivity. We dealt with understanding attitude, what attitude really is at its core. Then we talked about the benefits of a positive attitude. And I shared with you some stats and some facts from Hopkins Medical Center in regard, John Hopkins Medical Center, as it pertains to how positive attitude, positive thinking, how it affects your overall health, how it affects your life, how it can positively impact your cardiovascular system and all of that good stuff. And then we talked about how to overcome negative attitudes. And lastly, how to cultivate a positive attitude. Okay. I want to give you some practical steps in fostering a positive attitude. Number one, gratitude practices. Practice being grateful. How about that? Practice being grateful. Gratitude practices, such as keeping a gratitude journal. Journal the things that you are appreciative for. Grateful to God for, grateful to friends, grateful about opportunities and advantages. So we have so many opportunities to hone in on the bad, the negative, and if this went the way I wanted, I could have done this. And if I had this opportunity, as I often say, shut that up. Okay. Put more of your attention on being grateful and developing, fostering gratitude, because regardless of what you've experienced and how bad it was, there is always someone that has a worse story, worse experience. So the first step, gratitude practices. Second, mindfulness techniques to stay present and manage stress effectively. Because we all will deal with stress. The only way to extract stress from life is not to be alive, to be dead. That's the only way not to be stressful. And then if you die and you go to hell, that's a level of stress that is unfathomable. Okay. But mindfulness techniques, be mindful. In other words, intentionally programming your mind to focus on, as scripture says in Philippians 4:8, things that are true, things that are noble, that are lovely, that are good, that are pure, that are admirable, things that are praiseworthy, things that are that enhance that enhance gratitude, that enhances gratefulness, that enhances appreciation. Think on these things. That's what Philippians 4:8 says. Okay. And then lastly, using positive affirmation to reshape thought patterns and promote optimism. Romans 12 talks about being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so meditating, transforming your mind by the word of God, transforming your mind according to God's perspective, transforming your mind according to the scriptures. Okay. Calling those things that be not as though they were. We're talking about operating in faith, not operating in denial, calling those things that be not as though they were. You acknowledge the reality of your circumstances, the reality of your situations. However, facts change. Truth is unchangeable. So I'm going to declare and confess the truth of God's word in conjunction with doing due diligence, what I need to do, what I'm responsible for, collaborating with God, mixing the corresponding action and or deed with faith, because faith without works is dead, okay, in order to bring about the positive change that I'm looking for. So just wanted to take a moment on today to help you understand the power of attitude, to help you understand the benefits that developing a positive attitude, mindset, outlook, disposition brings, and then also provide you with some tools on how to overcome the negative attitude that we all deal with and are tempted to align with, and then to help you also give tools to help you cultivate a positive attitude. I want to thank you for listening and being a part of today's Empower Your Thinking podcast with yours truly, CT Johnson. I encourage you to connect with me on IG at I Empower Lives. Again, go to the YouTube channel and subscribe to the YouTube channel, I Empower Lives also. And then I want you to, wherever you listen to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast and rate the podcast. I want to know what you're thinking. You can email me at info@ctjohnson.org. The email address is info@ctjohnson.org, and share with me your thoughts, your agreements, your disagreements, and even if there is a particular subject that you want me to address right here on Empower Your Thinking. All right, until next time, you know that I love you, and be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.